But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to Chiefs and Texans. But let me tell you that our weekly parlays are brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you can eat, drink, and see the scenic views. A great place to catch some football this weekend. So this is what we're going to do. We are going to give you our thoughts on all four of the playoff games that we have this weekend. We're also going to give you a two-leg parlay for every game. So if you want to go on FanDuel, you want to play these, you want to go on DraftKings, wherever you place your bet, we want to try to help you put a little bit of cash in your pocket. Before you know it, the playoffs are going to be over. You're going to look up and it's going to be Valentine's Day and you're going to be wondering, what am I going to get my lady thing? Well, you know what, man? Let's take some of these playoff winnings and let's go ahead and take care of her gift now so you don't got to worry about it. Hit me with the music. The Chiefs are currently 8.5-point favorites in their game against the Houston Texans. The over-under is set at 41.5. I would probably stay away from the line just because the Chiefs do not have a great history and track record of covering. But in this game, I don't know if you can take a team in the points unless you're confident in them winning. And I'm not very confident in Houston winning this game. So I'm going to take the Chiefs minus 8.5, but I think that there's other value that's out there. So what I'm going to put for my leg of the parlay, this is actually one of my favorite bets this weekend in the entire NFL playoffs. I'm taking the over on DeAndre Hopkins. You can get it right now at 31.5. I'm going to take the over on D-Hop. He has played 10 games for the Chiefs. He would have hit over in 7 of those games. I think that the Chiefs have kind of been waiting for this moment for DeAndre Hopkins. Against his former team, fully rested, I think D-Hop has a decent day. Give me the over on DeAndre Hopkins. That's my leg for the parlay.
I'm going to stay in the same lane as you with my leg of the parlay. Carrington, I'm going to bet it because I believe in it, and it has been cashing every year. Playoff Travis Kelce is a thing. Vegas, based on their number, doesn't seem to believe in it, but the guy led the team in targets and snaps among offensive weapons. He is going to be on the field and going to be targeted a lot on Saturday, and he is on 2 weeks of rest. His number right now is 51.5. If you believe playoff Travis Kelce is a thing, that number is disrespectful to his career. I believe I was wrong last year. You know, fool me once. I didn't think playoff Travis Kelce was a thing. I'm not getting fooled twice. I will take Travis Kelce's over of 51.5.
If you play both of those things together, you can get it at plus 246 right now on the FanDuel app if that parlay you want to play. All right, let's move to the second game of the weekend. We have the Washington Commanders. They go on the road to take on the Lions. The Lions are 9.5-point favorites.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I think you need to take the Lions minus the 9.5. In actuality, you probably split and go 1-1. If you take the Chiefs and the Lions, one of those road teams probably ends up making the game a little bit more competitive. I do think at some point we'll find a little bit more balance in this NFL playoffs. It has not had much of it so far. I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. The over-under is at 55.5. I actually like the under in that one because I think the Lions defense is actually going to play pretty well. I think the Lions defense needed a little bit of a rest, needed a little bit of a break. I thought they played pretty well against Minnesota in their last game, and it's one thing to do that against Tampa Bay if you're Washington. You're now going to go on the road to Detroit that might have the best home field advantage of any team in these playoffs. I think the Lions do very well defensively against Washington. So for my leg of the parlay, I'm going to take the under on total points for the Commanders. Their over-under is at 22.5 by themselves. I'm going to take the under. I think the Lions are going to hold the Commanders under 21 points.
So, Valley of the Parlay, Carrington, David Montgomery is back. And understandably so. We have been very focused on the Chiefs game and then secondarily the Ravens and Bills game. It's the AFC. It's Kansas City. I get how this works. But one of the storylines that I don't think we've talked about enough in the NFL playoffs this week is David Montgomery being back for the Lions. They have the best 1-2 rushing combination in football. Period. End of discussion. When both those guys are healthy, they are a big time problem. What do they call themselves? Sonic and Knuckles. Elite nickname. David Montgomery is back. They usually feed the beast. He gets a lot of the short yardage touchdown runs. If you're a fantasy football player, you hate him because he's a touchdown vulture for Jahmyr Gibbs. He's back. I like him to get a touchdown for the Lions on Saturday night.
If you play that parlay, you can get that at plus 197. So a quick little triple up possibility if you want to play that parlay. Let's move to Sunday's action in the NFL playoffs. The Eagles are 6.5-point favorites against the Rams. You guys know I've been pissed. I love the Rams plus the 6.5, but that's not going to be part of my parlay. You know what? I am going to take Kyren Williams. He is plus 100 right now for an anytime touchdown. You are telling me one of the best touchdown machines this year in the National Football League. I don't got to pay any juice on if you think he's going to score or not. Yes, I will take that value. I think that's one of the better value bets of the entire weekend. Kyren Williams, no juice, plus 100 to score a touchdown. I'm throwing that in any parlay for him to score.
So, have you seen the weather this week in Philadelphia?
It's supposed to be nasty.
Nasty. I mentioned that blizzard between Colts and Chiefs earlier in the show. It has that sort of feel. Rain, snow. They expect accumulation on the field during the game. You know what that smells like to me? Ground and pound from the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts has been, since returning from his concussion, a spotty passer at best. Our boss, Steven Spector, thinks Jalen Hurts stinks. I wouldn't go that far, but he is more runner right now. Dalvin. He is passer, and the weather definitely favors running the football. His passing yards over under right now is 204.5. If the weather is nasty and you have Saquon Barkley in the backfield and you can dominate the line of scrimmage, why would you throw in that weather? A.J. Brown, bring your book, because I'm taking the under for Jalen Hurts passing yards at 204.
If you play that together as a parlay, you can get that at +287. I also like the Rams to cover. I actually am taking the Rams on the money line. I think the Rams are going to go into Philadelphia and pull off the upset this weekend. All right, the last game of the weekend. It is the Ravens. It is the Bills. This is going to be the most watched game in the NFL up to this point. It's going to do better than the games on Thanksgiving. You are going to see, I think, an AFC championship light kind of number from these two teams. The Ravens are -1.5. I would take the Bills on the money line. It's +100. No juice. They're the home team. I would take the Bills on the money line to win this game. But I do think that the best value in this is if you think Baltimore is going to win, or you think Baltimore is going to be committed to running the football, and you think it's going to be points because Vegas thinks it's going to be points at 51.5 over under, then the smart play is a Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown at +180. You know that they're going to try to emphasize the big dogs. Henry's going to be involved in the game plan. Lamar Jackson's going to be involved in the game plan. No Zay Flowers, so I'm not really sure how involved the passing game is going to be. And Lamar Jackson had 16 rush attempts last year. I think one of those could potentially go in the end zone. Give me Lamar Jackson +180 to score a touchdown this weekend.
You hinted at my leg of the parlay right there at the beginning. If you believe the Bills can win this game, screw the points, take them on the money line. We've been talking for 5 days. Can Lamar beat the allegations about being bad in the playoffs? He can do it against the Tennessee Titans during a COVID year. He can do it against the hapless Steelers. He can do it against a rookie quarterback last year in CJ Stroud. He has not won a game like this. He's lost in Buffalo before in the postseason. He's lost to Kansas City in the postseason. He lost to Derrick Henry in the postseason. This is the type of game Lamar loses. I'm getting Josh Allen at home in one of the more raucous environments in the National Football League. If Arrowhead is 1-1 and we say Lambeau is 2 as far as raucous environments, Highmark Stadium in Buffalo is probably top 5. Those people are lunatics. So don't waste your time on the points. You don't need them. Take the Bills on the money line. That's my leg of the parlay.
If you play that parlay together, it is +485. So that is our biggest parlay for the weekend. Hopefully you guys catched it. Just trying to help you guys win a little bit of money.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.